Banks, and welcome to another episode of Free Fear Full of Joy. Today, woo, we have a very exciting guest, Yaya of Yaya Music. She is a singer, songwriter, actress, and a multifaceted entertainer. We are very lucky to have her today. Everyone, Yaya!
Hi! Yay! Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
So excited.
This is a long time coming. I'm very excited. Yaya and I met at an industry event that was pretty exciting. We connected very quickly and like started hanging out. And then next thing you know, we're texting each other. And here she is. Yes. Exciting. So let's just get this out of the way. So where are you from? Like, how did you get here?
Yes. So I was born in Massachusetts and then moved to Virginia when I was like 8. Mm-hmm. So I tell people I was born in Mass and then grew up in Chesterfield, Virginia.
Okay. Yeah. So technically the DMV area.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Beautiful, beautiful place. And so when did you come to California?
I came to California almost 8 years ago.
Okay.
8 years ago. So my son was one and I came out here not realizing I was going to be doing music at all.
Right.
I was actually planning on going to Hawaii and continuing to travel and kind of backpack and see the U.S. And when I got here, there were like multiple signs that I needed to be in L.A. and pursuing music and that sort of thing. So it stuck.
Right. So we know that you're very involved in music entertainment. What was your calling to music entertainment? I know that there were some signs. So what were those signs? Were they signs to pursue your music or other things, or you just felt the creative spirit of California?
So I've I've always been an artist. I actually started as a painter. And then so I got into like this specialty center in high school that was centered around visual and performing arts. So I did their art program for like 3 years where I was just painting and drawing. That's my first love. Oh, but they had the performing arts students there. All of them became my friends because I love the weird kids. I love the theater kids. And we hit it off. I started doing auditions for the plays and musicals at that school. And it was such a good program that I was getting like some of the best training in that. And I just kind of made the switch and got more involved in theater than I was in visual art. And in theater, I realized I'm kind of just acting to get to the next song. Like, right. I like the songs. That's why I'm here. Okay. And then that light bulb went off over my head. And I was like, okay, I'm going to learn some instruments. I'm going to learn how to sing. I'm going to put some time into this. And it blossomed from there. And that was like my background in art. But when I came to LA, the big sign, I asked for a sign and I asked God to show me like, if I'm meant to be in LA and if I'm meant to be doing music, let me know. Mm-hmm. And 3 days later, somebody asked me to perform at the Staples Center for the WNBA Finals for 13,000 people in person. And then it's nationally broadcasted.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big sign.
That's a big sign.
And at the time, I had not even written a song. I played ukulele and did covers and that's it. I hadn't even like fully started doing music yet. So it was an insane sign. And
won't he do it?
Yeah, he did.
Won't he do it?
And after that show, I was like, okay, I guess I'm staying.
So are you in, so you've had this beautiful like inspiration and you've, you know, set up roots here and you have your family here and you're, you know, growing and prospering. So as you're getting into music, like what is your creative process? Like what are you focusing on now? Is it like a person or a feeling that's helping you make music right now?
Yeah. So I am a singer, a songwriter, and producer. So inspiration can come from any three of those things. Sometimes I get inspired by a performance I saw and the delivery of the vocals. Sometimes I get inspired by production techniques from watching other producers. A lot of it I pull from my peers. I watch a lot of other people and I study music to just sponge it up and grow from it, because there's just so much education out there, especially on YouTube, that I went to YouTube University, I tell people. I get inspired by different things, and then I lyrically write about things that have either happened to me or like an exaggerated version of something that happened. But it's fun.
So in our earlier conversations, you told me that you taught yourself how to produce. So that takes a lot of commitment, of course, to YouTube University and such. But if there is one producer that you would want to collaborate with, who would that be?
Timbaland.
I knew it.
Timbaland.
It came to me in a vision this morning. I knew it.
If you're watching, I'm available. My schedule is wide open for you.
We'll make it happen. She will make the time.
I'll move some things around.
Okay. Okay. Just let her know. So transition from that. Okay. Why did I know that? I was listening to music all week, and felt a Timbaland influence, and so I was like, yeah, okay.
That's
okay.
So funny.
I am a little psychic.
I have been a fan of his since I was little, and just sitting in the backseat of my mom's car listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Every song that I liked was him. I was like, what is going on? Yeah. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
So it's definitely inspired my music, mm-hmm. especially the drums and just like how danceable and almost poppy I make my stuff. He's incredible.
Okay. So what artists? Now, I've read about some of the artists that you're into, but who like just stirs your soul anytime they sing their first note?
There's multiple.
But the first one that comes to your mind, I know there's one that pops up
right
first.
Now, Rihanna, for sure. For sure. Love I mean, she you. Hasn't dropped any music
Love
lately,
you, Rihanna.
But
love you.
Yes.
I know that you're so deep into having children. I get it.
I get it.
But boo, in like 10 years or so, can we get a concert, please?
I need to see her live once in my life.
I will
Bucket
spend
list.
It all.
Yeah.
I will spend it all to see Rihanna. I mean, like, I'll live in a box.
I volunteer to live in a box.
I volunteer. I don't want to manifest that, Lord.
Actually, never mind.
Never mind. But it's close. I agree with you on that. I feel like she's just... I don't know. I feel like she's super real. You know?
Yeah. And she's so cool.
Yeah.
Listen, this might be shallow, but when I think of the coolest girl on the planet, it's her. It's her. It'll 100%. Always be her. So to me, 100%. As someone who grew up as an awkward teen with ADHD, who was like, how do I be cool?
Yeah.
I see her on TV and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
You know? And For her, it just seems so effortless. And
it's her.
Yeah. And
the girl gone bad said everything.
The fashion. It's not just the music. It's the fashion, too. Like,
it's her
it's
whole.
It's just inspiring.
It's her whole get down.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. Like, even who her man is. I get it, girl. I get it.
We get it.
Yeah. So you've got these amazing inspirations. And you've got, like, you know, your own drive. So when you're working on music and you're really in the lab and you hit a block, what do you do with that?
To be honest I take a break and come back to it. I don't
you need
force
a little space
it.
Do you like go you know, go sit and do something else, read, or you just like I'm done?
No, actually, so my version of a break would be to start a different song,
okay,
and then come back to that one later.
All right.
I do that a lot. I always have like multiple songs I'm working on, probably 5 or 6 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's like if I get stuck on one song, I can go work on the others. And when I come back, I'm not stuck anymore.
Right.
Almost ever. So that's just what works for me.
That's good. So you found your process. You found a stride. And you just, you know what? I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go work on this one. This one's has an easier flow. Maybe you find inspiration on that one. And then you're like, boom, go right back to the one that you were stuck on. That's a good thing to like share with like younger people. Like, you know, don't give up. Just do something else.
Yeah. For a minute.
For a minute and then come back. So, okay.
1 second. I have something in my eye. I've been trying to hold off. We can cut this out.
Of course we can. Okay, so your latest single, Crash Out, is amazing. It's a very like,
thank you.
You know, not quite EDM, but like a electronic musical, like flow with like kind of a Caribbean kind of Afrobeat rhythm, which I love.
Thank you.
And but it does feel like a story's behind that, like a little toxic love, a little chaotic emotions.
Yeah.
So do you use your music to express yourself?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. I won't ask you to tell me more. But I feel like later on you're going to have to tell me the story.
Yeah,
you're going to have to tell me the story about that because, yeah, I wanted to bust somebody's windows out for sure. For sure.
Oh, I moved past that. That's a good song, too.
That's a good song, too. Bust my window. Thank you, Jasmine.
The original crash out.
For that one. The original crash out, girl. The original crash out, girl. But anyway, yeah, I am so very inspired by your work and ethic and how much you really, really like to put yourself out there musically and how you basically command your own world. You know, our previous conversations were about what it feels like for like my era of being around entertainment and your era, which was different but the same.
Yeah.
You know, the same sort of misogynistic, male-driven kind of egocentric, like you couldn't possibly know anything, or the gatekeeping of men to not let you get past them unless you do them some sort of, you know, lascivious favor. So so when you're dealing with that, how do you overcome that? How do you get past that?
That's a big topic. And I love talking about it because, like, I think there's almost this energy of, like, people already feeling defeated and, like, they can't even stand up for themselves in those environments and those situations. I feel like women have kind of, like, not given up, but we just feel like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of even standing up to that person or, you know, keeping our boundaries and keeping our integrity in the business? And so when I started out in music, I made a point. I'm almost doing like a social experiment. Like, can you make it in this industry without having to get there that way by using sex to get where you want to get?
Right.
And so I've been very, very like clear and very strict about keeping business and pleasure separate and making sure that that will not be attached to my name when I make it where I want to go. Because to me, that's like so insulting for somebody to imply that or say that about you. So I'm like, let me play my cards right so that no one can ever say, oh, that's how she got there. Right. I want them to say, I watched her from the bottom all the way up here.
Right.
And I saw that she did things with integrity. And I saw that she did not settle. And I saw that she had walking away power.
Right.
Because that's what you need to get through those moments is the power to walk away and the confidence to walk away. So for me, it's a little different because I have a background of faith. So for me, it's like if I, let's say someone's dangling an amazing opportunity in front of your face and they want something in exchange that you're not willing to give them. For me personally, in my head, I see it as, well, God promised me certain things already.
Right.
Why would I have to go through the devil to get it?
Right.
If God promised it to me, I can say no to you and he will bring that opportunity back around to me through a different door, through a different person, through somebody that won't want me to like.
So someone else is also walking in the light. I get
it. Yeah.
You know, I think that the difference between my generation, your generation is there wasn't the stick togetherness of women. We were all afloat.
Yeah.
And bringing ourselves together brought on more fire. So if you got caught in the sights of some man and you couldn't go to another woman for help, there was way more blaming amongst each other than there is now. So if you got caught, and you've seen it through all the different things that have happened throughout the years with all these monsters that are being revealed at this point, that the women that we were, that my generation looked at and said like, oh my God, you know, I heard this about her. It turns out that she didn't have a choice. She was trapped, so, or sad. She was drugged, or whatever. And I was never caught up in that. And I've told you I've had experiences with very, with celebrity men who have cornered me. And I have just been like, no. I walked away from the industry entirely in my 20s. And I was doing well because someone told me that you're going to have to sleep with someone you don't want to if you want to move ahead. And that thought hit me. And I was like, I'm not going to sell my soul for this.
Yeah.
I have other talents. I can do other things.
That's a part of it too. If you're multifaceted, sometimes it's like, okay, I might not be able to do music right this second. Let me go model. Let me go act because y'all got to get it together.
Because I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And no, I'm just saying, no knock to any of the women that did what they did to get where they were. And I know some of them, we came up together. We started in this business together. Mm. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and good for you. But that just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It just wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? So when you are talking to younger women who are enamored with you, like you come off stage and they're like, oh my God, what do you say to them? Because you're hoping, like I was hoping, that the next generation doesn't have to deal with this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would kind of reinforce what I said earlier of like, if you truly believe you're called to do music and you're supposed to be in certain rooms one day working and doing music at a certain level, have faith in that. Believe that you won't have to get it in a bad way where you're sacrificing your own morals, because
have some
a calling
morals.
Is a calling.
Have some damn morals.
Have some morals and stick to them. And you're gonna lose opportunities. You're gonna get doors slammed in your face. You're gonna have people maybe start rumors about you. You're gonna go through those tests. All you gotta do is pass those tests, though.
Yeah, right.
And then you get to the other side.
Right.
And you get to do what you love. So I really feel like it's worth it. It's worth the no's that I had to go through. And it does take longer. Mm-hmm. I would give them a heads up that, like, hey, if you do it right, it's going to take you longer. Mm-hmm. However, it's going to be worth it. And it's not ill-gotten gains at the end of the day.
That's right. It feels better.
You feel better in your soul and your
body. You feel better when
you
win instead of feeling like, you know, you get this. And I feel like sometimes that's why people have a meteoric rise and like a comet fall is because they get there and then someone reminds them of how they got there.
Yeah.
You know? And so I just hope that more women stick together and more of us create spaces like this where we talk with one another, we support one another, and we continue to give each other our flowers and say like, hey girl, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't much of that unless you knew each other from high school or you went to college together or you fit a certain paradigm of what people thought of you as friends.
Yeah.
Or they didn't want something ridiculous from you to be in their circle, you know?
Yeah.
So
speaking on that, just putting it out there, I would love to work with more women. So if there's female managers or female PR, like hit me up, because all my team is guys right now and they're all great people, but I would just love to have more female energy in the room, you know?
Well, you know, the thing is that like I've recently been through that transition.
Yeah.
Michaela's over there.
There's women here.
You know, women in here with an all male team and come to figure out that they really didn't give a shit. They didn't give a shit about me. And when it came down to it, like, what are you going to do? Show me right now. Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets. And it was the woman in the room that was like, hey, we're going to take off. We're going to do something different. We're going to be better, badder, stronger without them. And it's been good.
That's good
so far. And I suspect that it's going to get even better. So you mentioned your son.
I have two.
She has two boys.
Two boys.
She lives with bears.
My bear cubs.
The little bear cubs. So how do you manage all of that? You've got two sons. You've got afternoon pickup, you've got morning drop-offs, you've got lunches, you've got field trips, you've got homework, you've got haircuts, you've got, they've grown out of their shoes, and you're trying to get this song finished.
2 days ago, we got shoes.
I know. They grew out. Mine are grown, but it's still, like, I was in the car crying a minute ago because my baby just took off to South Africa. Love you, baby girl. Love you. You know, she's 20.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, fast forward, you know, over here, but still those memories of all of those things. I don't know how I could not have done this and been doing all that.
I don't know. I think you could have.
I think I could, but you know, I'm saying that.
I think you're one of the few that could have.
You're probably right. You're probably right. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that.
You could
have. But tell me, I know that it takes organization. I know
that it takes. I don't have that skill. I'm not good at that.
Okay. Okay, so, that's an acquired skill.
So I'm doing all of the things you mentioned, plus having ADHD.
Okay.
So I'm in a
unique
predicament where I have to write everything down.
Yeah.
If I don't set an alarm, it could be an alarm to like sign a permission slip for a field trip. I'm setting an alarm for 7:30 on the dot and 7:45 because I'm going to ignore the first alarm and 8 o'clock to make sure I did it. For everything. I set alarms for everything. Uh-huh. So the way I deal with all of that and like being a single parent of two growing boys and managing multiple careers, not even just one.
No,
I can't take credit. I got to give it back to God. It doesn't make sense how I've made it this far. It doesn't make sense on paper. I'm not even going to pretend it makes sense. I'm not going to say I have any wonderful system or even a village. I don't even really have a village like that.
Right.
It's literally just the grace of God providing what we need at the right times. Mm-hmm. And my kids are so understanding. They love the creative. They love entertainment because they watch entertainment. And so they get it. They're like, I love watching you do this and I want to do it one day. And I'm just like, they get it. They like to be on set. They like to be in the studio. They get bored sometimes. So we got to like
screen time.
Get the little iPad. Yeah. But they're troopers and they're studio babies and they're my road dogs. So they just come everywhere with me that they can. And that's how we make it work.
You know, that's just so great. You know, when you raise your kids around whatever it is that you're doing, they end up taking on some of the spirit of that.
Yeah.
And then also they become very understanding. And then they take it in different aspects of, you know, just watching my kids develop and being around the things that they were. Their father was in the music industry and, you know, I dipped in and out of entertainment forever. And so they both have their own things that they are into. But yeah, I would have to say, I tell people all the time, I was like, the Lord didn't walk beside me. He carried me. Yeah. He carried me through my single mother years. And let me tell you, I had 5 jobs. I had some side hustles. Mm-hmm. And I still was president of the PTA, vice president of the PTA. I did all the things.
That's why I said I think you could have. Because I remember you mentioning the PTA thing. And that's on another level.
That was like 2 years of that. 2 years of that. And it was just, it was good. It was good. It's enriching. It does make me think that I can handle pretty much anything. I think children are the best gift that God can give us because it teaches us not only to be patient and kind, but also to level up. You got to level up in that. So what's your next project? What are you working on next? I know you've got 16 songs you're working on at the same time, but like, are we going to see you performing anywhere? Are you've got like a campaign coming out modeling? Like, come on, give it to us.
Okay. There's a song called Gucci Store
that I am so
excited about. It's just got such a unique vibe from the rest of my music. And it's a direction that I'm really excited to go sonically. And it's about getting spoiled by your significant other at the Gucci store.
Love it.
And I have like this whole visual world in my head that I'm going to dive into. And it came to me very, very strongly while I was recording it. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like this song is so special. There's no release date yet, by the way. But that'll be the next song to come out.
I saw it on your Spotify.
Yeah, and I have a couple teasers out there if you want to go check it out. But I'm so excited about this song in particular because something clicked while I was recording it. And so I don't know if I mentioned this yet. I do modeling and acting, but the type of acting is voice acting.
Okay.
So I do voiceovers, lots of those like weird, quirky characters.
Nice.
That's like what I do.
Yeah.
And so when I was like thinking about the, I call it my toolkit. When I was thinking about my vocal tools that I use for voiceover and matching pitch and matching tone and creating a character, I was like, that could carry over into music when I'm trying to build a persona and find out what's unique about me. Because one of the problems with being able to match any vocal tone, any like being able to imitate anything can be actually a blessing and a curse, because it's like, okay, but what do I sound like? I don't even know. Who am I? What does my voice sound like in its most natural, authentic state? And I realized in its most natural, authentic state, my voice sounds like all the voices I can do. So on Gucci Store, you'll get a small taste of me tapping into that tool bag of changing my pitch, changing my tone to sound like a little Barbie character, or sound like a more rough and tough, like almost a masculine voice on certain parts to just emphasize the ad libs. And so I had so much fun recording this record, and I feel like it opened up a Pandora's box, and I can't wait to do it on so many more songs.
Nice. Well, we're looking forward to that. How about any performances? Anything?
Not right now. Not right now.
Okay, but I'm sure there'll be one soon.
There will.
There'll be one soon.
I'll be in the comments on the podcast like, hey guys, I do have a performance. Go find it.
I can't wait. I can't wait. So where do you see, and I know this is one of those questions. So if you have full control of where you go and where you do, where do you feel like your next step is? Where do you feel you're going to pop off first?
I don't know.
You don't know?
That's, you think it might that's something I think about a lot. Yeah. I think maybe, in layers, things will happen at the same time.
Yeah.
But I think, I do think I should be focusing on music right now and putting everything I got into that. And hopefully that'll be what pops up.
That's where your that's where your spirit is right now, where you're feeling. You know, you are so inspiring as an artist and a songwriter, producer, you know, a mother, a being, a goddess, all of those things, a queen, all of those things. I'm so very, very appreciative that you've come on the show. This has been amazing. No problem. This has been amazing. Everyone, one more time for Yaya.
Thank you.
Okay, Yaya. So on this show, because this is called Free of Fear, Full of Joy, when I sign out, I say Free of Fear, Full of Joy three times and then say goodbye. So will you do it with me? I know.
It's a tongue twister, but I'll try.
Okay, so here we go. Let's try. Okay. One, two, three.
Free of fear, full of joy. Free of fear, full of joy. Free of fear, full of joy.
Yay! Bye, darlings. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! We did it. Hello, darlings. And thank you for listening to the Free of Fear, Full of Joy podcast. If you'd like to listen or watch to more episodes, you can on Spotify, Pandora, Audible, and YouTube. To follow us on social media at freeoffearfulofjoy.com. We are on Instagram and TikTok. Bye, darlings.